of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour, final half hour of today's show here on this Thursday, January 16th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys so much. Text messages coming in. Greatly appreciate the interaction. The plan continues because of what's going on in Lansing today. Right now, things that are happening is a direct result of what you did this past November 5th, 2024 election. All kinds of things are happening because of us and what we did together. The plan of what we do this year in 2025 will prepare us for the political battle we're going to be facing in 2026. 2026, we have to elect the best Republican candidate we can find to be the leader of this state, governor of the state of Michigan. You have to understand the importance of the party convention that's happening in February as a result of county conventions being held 2 weeks from tonight, January 30th. The next state party chair and their ability to raise money to help local county parties to grow their membership, to raise their monies, the things that they're going to do to make 2026 competitive, to have the money to get the word out, to buy the yard signs, the door knockers, the business cards, to go door to door, to get volunteers engaged, involved in the process to make sure that we get a new fiscally responsible constitutional conservative to be the next governor of the state of Michigan. Because what happened on November 5th of 2024, if you text me video, I'll send you the funny, cute little look who's crying now video about Trump defeating Kamala Harris. It's got to happen again, folks, in 2026. We cannot be a low turnout midterm election, which is historically what we do. It cannot happen. We must get out the vote in 2026. Our voters, just like we did on November 5th of 2024. This is all part of the plan. This is all part of what we're doing. As a perfect example was up in the UP. Now, you have to understand that the UP is near and dear to my heart. I love the Upper Peninsula. Newly elected Republican Carl Bonack, Republican from Negaunee. And why do I say that? Vicky's brother, John, and sister-in-law, Tammy, live in Negaunee. I have deer hunted in Negaunee with John and Tammy. By the way, Tammy's the best deer hunter in the family. He replaced a Democrat for that district because of what we did together in voting in mass, not only for Donald Trump, but for Carl, the weatherman, who's now the new state rep down in Lansing for that district. You UP energy sources protected under Bonac's first bill submitted to State House in Lansing this week. 13 reciprocating internal combustion engines, RICE generators, that operate in the Upper Peninsula will be exempted from any looming shutdowns from the green energy crap that the Democrats passed under House Bill 4007 due to what Carl Bonac introduced. Natural gas generators, these natural gas generators would be operable through 2050, but would be phased out under the Michigan Healthy Climate Plan around 2035 to make way for renewable energy sources. State Representative Dave Preston of Cedar River told reporters yesterday. Last term, he sponsored the legislation. Preston said shutting the RICE generators down would make the UP reliant on transmission line voltage and renewable energy. But due to wind patterns, sunlight, and snow patterns makes renewables impossible to generate the power necessary for the UP. A Michigan Public Service Commission study shows that RICE generators are a special asset for the UP and deserve a carve-out, according to Preston. Bonac, the new freshman state rep, said the UP's mining industries require huge amounts of electricity that take and need reliable, dispatchable energy sources to run. Not just that, but the state is on the hook to pay for these generators until 2049. Bonac said residents will be paying higher energy rates if we use and are forced to convert to these new energy sources, effectively financing two types of energy while one is only being used. Bonac went on to say, the only reason I'm in Lansing and not enjoying an early retirement back home in Dearton is because I saw what state bureaucrats were doing to our way of life in the UP, and I wasn't going to stand for it. Take these RICE generators, which are a prime example of our state government's lack of understanding the unique situations that we face north of the Mackinac Bridge. Folks spend a lot of money to develop clean, reliable way for us to produce energy in the UP. These politicians, 400 miles away, think about that. Lansing is 400 miles away from his district. They ignore our good faith efforts and pass laws to effectively ban these RICE generators that we just purchased and are still financing until 2049. We have a lot of work to do, but that job starts with saving these RICE generators and UP energy production, end quote, said Bonac. Folks, this is a perfect example. A perfect example of what this show does. What you do. Our radio family, our mission. We got out the vote for Carl, replacing a liberal Democrat who voted for this Michigan Healthy Climate Plan, where by 2040, they passed and expect us to generate all of our electricity for our electric grid by solar panels and wind turbines by 2040. and would have phased out these brand new generators that they're still paying for through 2049, would start phasing them out in 2035 with wind turbines and solar panels for this district up in the UP where I have been deer hunting. Folks, I got to tell you, this is some of the best prime natural state land in the state of Michigan. If you've never been up to Negaunee, it's about 20, 30 miles, I believe it is, west of Marquette. When I got into the deep part of the state park where we hunt, I thought I was in Alaska. It did not feel like Michigan. The hills, the valleys, the marshlands, the wetlands, the fallen trees, it is unbelievably awesome in the UP. I love the UP. And when they tell us that we're going to generate electricity in that area based on the amount of snow they get, I have a very simple question for you solar panel people. Who's going to shovel the snow off the solar panels? These people up there get 200, 300, 400 inch. I mean, it's amazing the amount of snow they get. Who's going to shovel off those solar panels? And even if they do shovel off the panels, how much sunlight do they get? I mean, it's ridiculous, this energy plan, my healthy climate plan. We need a Republican majority in the Senate and a Republican governor in 2026 to undo this stupid plan that Whitmer and the Democrats put us under. They did it legislatively. Well, guess what? The next Republican governor can undo it legislatively. It's going to take leadership. It's going to take guts to stand up to this fake, false narrative that's shoved down our throats. Bonac is already doing it in his first bill introduced in Lansing. Carl, good for you. The weatherman had to come out of retirement to run for the seat to replace the liberal Democrat for that district. We did it. You and I and everybody listening, getting the information out in that district. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
And up Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Mama Leone, Billy Joel, Michigan State University. Just hearing that song brings back that entire memory. Isn't that amazing? Music triggers memory. Memories, where were you? Where were you living? Who were you dating? What job were you doing? How old were your kids? It's just amazing music. I love music. I love it, love it, love it. That's why I enjoy Jimmy C. Sharp on the show. Greatly appreciate what he's doing. We've sent the video out to a few of you. Give him a call. Talk to this guy. Man, he wants to teach you so bad. It's just something you need to do this year. A little distraction. Learn how to play the guitar. Learn how to play the keyboard. Just learn something. Your brain will absolutely respond to it. One of the things that you have to understand. Oh, wait a minute. Todd in Pickford, did I send you the wrong video? Did you want the music one or did you want the funny video? Todd, I'm not sure. I think I may have sent you the wrong one. I'm sorry, Todd. If that's the music video that you wanted, that's the information for you. If not, I think I may have screwed up. So if you want my son-in-law Mike's funny video, text me video again. I tried to do that during the break, and I had five things going on at the same time. I'm reading stories. I'm looking at all this information coming out of Lansing. Going to be monitoring the Senate hearing, confirmation hearings again today. I'll give you guys a field report on it tomorrow. Pete Hegseth is going to be voted on Monday, Inauguration Day. We'll see what happens with that. I think all of them are going to go through. I don't think the three Republicans are going to stand up against Donald Trump this early in this legislative session. Because Elon Musk has already said, you guys go against Trump, I am personally going to recruit and finance your next opponent for your election. I will see to it that you are defeated if you go against this president. George Soros has been doing it for the Democrats forever, financing these campaigns against Republicans. Well, it's about time we have our benefactor, the richest man on the planet, Elon Musk, joining forces with our movement. And the libs, the media, oh my God, their heads are exploding. absolutely love it. So, just to wrap up basically today's show, we're going to pray. We're going to get serious about going to church on Sunday. We're going to be serious about joining our local county parties. We're going to get serious about putting aside $500 investment in yourself, in your education, for the activities, the events, the party, the fun we're going to have this year. Yep, we're going to do it. As we prepare to get out the vote in 2026, this year we're going to have fun preparing for that battle. We're going to have fun learning the things we're going to learn. And we're going to take back our communities. We're going to hold these newly elected school boards and others accountable. We are going to make sure that they do the will of the people. We're going to make sure that they understand that we are watching them, that we're holding them accountable for their election, and we're going to tell others. We're going to be storytellers. We're absolutely going to do this. And one of the things that we're going to do in the process is we're going to become the most educated citizen in our community. And you're going to share that information. You're going to tell others. Maybe you'll form some groups or participate with your county party and share the information you learned from this show with them. This information, this accountability that's happening in Lansing is what we do. When we have things that you need to know about, we tell you, and you then share it with others. One thing you have to understand, we are not going to sit on our laurels on our success of November 5th, 2024. That was the beginning. Oh man, Randy, all you talked about was elections and candidates and the commercials for those candidates. And man, it got overwhelming. Yeah, I know. Well, you had Thanksgiving after, you had Christmas, you had New Year's. Now we go back to work. This is what we're going to do, people. Absolutely going to do this. One of the things that's going to happen is we need to get these politicians to understand we put you there, we can take you out. There's going to be an election in 2 years. This time, governor and state senators. Well, the music's playing. That's it for today's show. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Again, text me your name, address, and how many stickers. I'll mail them out today. Now back to the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great, terrific Thursday.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code...